CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Thank you for listening to Fired Up with CJ. Today we have author of Any Way You Slice It, Stan Cox, here with us. And you can get this podcast and any show you like, any of CJ's past shows, on newskyradio.com. And I believe you can also get it on iTunes. It takes about 24 hours. It's all free. So we're talking about, you know, saving and recycling and, you know, rationing. You can do all that for free. So if you want to listen to any of CJ's past shows, that's where you go.
You're getting fired up, huh, Cassandra?
I love this topic. I just circled the name of his book, and I'm taking this with me because I'm going to get this book because I believe in it.
Yeah, and I think folks should get the book. It's great. It's a great book, and, you know, I was saying during the break, what I appreciate most about this book, Stan, is that you're not guilting or shaming me about, you know, changing my ways. It's more like, here are the facts. Do what you want right. with them. But this is the reality that we're going to face. I greatly appreciate that.
Guilt works in some areas of life, but not on this issue.
Yeah. So I have a question. When you were writing this book, I mean, what's your net analysis? What do you feel hopeful about after doing all, it's very well researched, after doing all this research and thinking and writing, what do you feel hopeful about, and what do you feel like somewhat hopeless about?
Well, looking back through the 20th century and then also looking around the world today at how people have reorganized their societies and communities and economies when faced with scarcity, that gives me hope, because we generally seem to decide in those situations to pull together. People tend to prefer a system in which everybody's playing by the same rules and has the same limits, no matter who they are. They tend to prefer that to a kind of a war of all against all. And we seem to be able to accomplish it. The problem that we're can't become convinced that we're up against the wall now, and we wait until systems really start to break down. It's going to be much harder to come up with these fair systems of sharing mm-hmm. under those conditions. We're not very well programmed for preemptive restraint, and I'm hoping that we can do that collectively. A lot of individuals do, but it needs to be.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is that there's what makes you feel really hopeful is that when faced with scarcity, it seems like if given enough forewarning and planning, that we can actually do a pretty good job and distribute things fairly. The problem comes in when we can't do a preemptive restraint, and then what happens?
Right. And we do, disasters are a good example. They're generally in the wake of a disaster. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount of cooperation and even not just heroism, but there is a lot of pulling together and mutual aid. But can we do that if it's not in the wake of a tragic disaster?
Right.
If we can do it when that tragic disaster is up the road ahead before it happens.
Right. So exactly. So like, let's put something in place now before we have to kind of like, it's a Mad Max world and people are taking guns and shooting people for water. whatever it may be. All right, talk about shooting people. When we had talked earlier about the book, you said you wrote a book called Losing Our Cool, which you said you got death threats because the idea of loosing your attachment to air conditioning was just so threatening to folks. So I can only imagine what the reaction is to this current book. I mean, how are people reacting to you? Have you gotten triple the amount of death threats? I mean, what's happening right now for you?
Well, I had joked that writing about air conditioning annoyed a lot of people, but I didn't think it annoyed enough people. So far, I've been kind of surprised at the lack of really hostile pushback that I got when talking about air conditioning. I don't know if it's that people realize that something needs to be done, or if they think, well, this, what I'm talking about is such a remote possibility, they're not too worried about it. And it could be that a lot of that hostility happened during summer heat waves, and there's no climatic event that gets people worked up about rationing.
Right. Or maybe they're really hot. They were sitting in their car. They lost their air conditioning in their car. They're thinking about your book. Then they started writing you notes threatening your life about them.
Well, I have had really green-type people pretty upset saying, look, don't use that word. We need to get people more interested in these issues, and if you use that word, you're going to drive them away. And as I said at the beginning, that word it's going to be used, and so we should probably try to demystify it and talk about it in a practical way.
Exactly.
And not let it just be some vague threat that's lying out there in the future.
So when a powder blue Prius comes gunning towards you, it's one of these folks.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got
to look out for
Prius. I can say that because I do drive a powder blue Prius. All right, so Stan, this is a fantastic book. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you. It really does take a lot of courage. I can see why you were nominated last year and probably this year by the Atlantic Magazine as being a brave thinker, someone who's risked his reputation, fortunes, and lives in pursuit of a big idea. Because this is a big idea. It's a huge idea, and I think a really important one that we need to discuss. So for writing this book, and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you, CJ, for the opportunity to talk with you.
And what's your website if people want to learn more about this book? Can you tell us quickly your website?
Sliceit.org.
Sliceit.org. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, folks, so make sure to go to the Stan's website, too. Next week, we're going to talk to John Grimm, a senior lecturer and research scholar at Yale University, on world religions and ecology, and what does the role religions have in teaching ethics about killing plants, trees, etc. We'll have a great weekend, folks.